Daily promotions for ticketed rides, free live entertainment, dozens of food vendors to choose from, and lots of people. More than 200,000 from several states typically make a visit to the Salem Fair every summer. Fair manager Carrie Harvey Cutter says they'll celebrate the 4th of July this Friday as well.
Fireworks will shoot off around 9:30. If you go back 10, 15 years, we used to do fireworks over 4 or 5 nights, but the cost got such that we had to cut back. And so we do them on July the 4th. We shoot from the baseball stadium, and they're visible all over all the fairground.
The Salem Red Sox are out of town, as is customary when the Salem Fair is in town, but Harvey Cutter says there will still be baseball to deal with at the stadium next door.
There's always new wrinkles. The big wrinkle we'll have will be the second Friday and Saturday when we have banana ball in the ballpark at the same time as we have the fair. But that's going to be another week and a half down the road, and we're making plans how to handle that.
There are 2,000 parking spaces at the Salem Civic Center, but if they fill up during banana ball, that's a version of baseball created by the Savannah Bananas, a shuttle service running from and to the old GE Salem plant will deliver fairgoers to one of the largest free gate fairs in the country. Gene Marano, WFIR News.